Fit today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. You know, there's also the old, you know, element of tradecraft. I think that's interesting. Another one of those fun questions that should be asked is, was someone targeted? You know, because again, I mean, you think of the plane crashes recently and the sort of misdirection, the red herring discussions there. Oh, Boeing, you know, software update, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm not buying it, because we're going to see more plane crashes probably with, you know, what was the headline? UN, you know, young UN upstarts who wanted to change the world, and coincidentally, they all just died in a plane crash. Imagine that. So, you know, the Fox News number one trending story right now is Sri Lanka bombings on Easter Sunday claim lives of three of Danish billionaire Anders Holch Povlsen's children. So that's curious, I think. So hidden in the haystack of the synthetic terror event were there needles that were targeted? You know, there are movies that depict this scenario, not that that's necessarily an indication of anything, but, you know, you see that scenario in the first Shooter film, for example. Wanna, you know, should include lots of people, but these were, you know, this is actually the target right here, so. Tradecraft. So anyway, Bobby Chacone, retired FBI special agent. Listen to what he says, and you want to pay particular attention, I'll include a link to the Fox News story. If you can play the video at the top of the page after the fact, you want to listen to it, pay particular attention to what he says at the 2 to 2.5 minute mark. If you're ready with that, go ahead, please.
International groups that are able to send that kind of support, both financial, training, bomb-making equipment, bomb-makers, and those kind of things, I would imagine they're going to find a lot of that support came from outside Sri Lanka.
You know, Bobby, it hasn't been reported very widely, but we'd also seen a series of Christian churches attacked throughout France's countryside.
That's,
I mean, things like this are happening in Europe as well.
Kind of the tail end of what I was talking about. Can we back that up to the beginning and just play the whole thing? That's the tail end of where he gets to what I'm talking about, where he's saying this is, you know, this is a coordinated event. It takes a lot of resources to bring something like this together, and it would be hard to imagine that it was just, you know, folks there locally. It probably included international elements. So then, again, that's what I'm saying. Even Bobby Chacone is saying that on Fox News. That's an establishment talking point, so to speak, or it's a talking point that's been put out in the establishment media. So then why shouldn't we be asking the hard questions? Who is notorious for this? You know, Western security agencies, as Robin Cook put it, are notorious for engineering these kinds of events for a variety of reasons, and they benefit for a variety of reasons. From chaos, the CIA has proven masterful at engineering and orchestrating chaos for a variety of reasons. And that includes the creation of the Mujahideen, Al-Qaeda, ISIS. Every time we turn around, you know, you see a report from Conflict Armament Research or somebody that says, you know, weapons caches keep falling into the ostensibly wrong hands. And 75% of the arms that are floating around in these hotspots are compliments of Uncle Sam. They have property of the United States government stamped on the side of them. Meanwhile, BAE, Raytheon, DynCorp, etc., etc., Halliburton, Booz Allen Hamilton, everybody's making, you know, obscene profits. It's fantastic. Business is good. And we keep sending our best, bravest young folks to be cannon fodder. It's insane. Anyway, if we can, I'd like to back that up. Can we?
Sri Lanka officials now say Islamic militants are behind the deadly Easter Sunday massacre that killed nearly 300 people, mostly Christians, including several Americans. As our next guest explains, violence on one of the holiest day of the Christian calendar is nothing new. Here to weigh in is counterterrorism expert and retired FBI special agent Bobby Chacon. Bobby, thank you for being here this morning. Tough news, but not for someone like you, this is not something new. We've seen Muslim radical terrorist groups attacking Christians around the globe. What does this attack tell you?
Well, it's an outreach, right? So we've had relative stability in Sri Lanka for at least the 10 years since their civil war ended. So it tells me that this radical ideology is spreading, the Indian subcontinent now being attacked. And so, you know, it's another sign that the Middle East is not the sole source of these attacks, and that we'll see more of these attacks in places where we've seen relative stability.
Yeah, this group, NJT, you're right. There hasn't been radical Islamic terrorism in Sri Lanka, but their aim is to spread the global Islamist movement to that country. So suicide bombings, those are the types of things we saw from Al-Qaeda and ISIS. I mean, is this part of that same strand still alive?
Sure. And make no mistake, while they're identifying this local group as the one that carried it out, the planning and the support that was needed to carry out an attack like this has undoubtedly been supported by significant assistance from outside of Sri Lanka. I would not be surprised if the investigation determines that there was significant assistance coming from groups outside that country to support an operation like this. It was very coordinated, very planned. This small local group inside Sri Lanka, while it could have carried out an attack like this, I doubt that they did so without material support from outside that country. So we have to look at ISIS. We have to look at Al-Qaeda. We have to look at some of the other international groups that are able to send that kind of support, both financial, training, bomb-making equipment, bomb makers, and those kind of things. I would imagine they're going to find a lot of that support came from outside Sri Lanka.
You know, Bobby, it hasn't been reported very widely, but we'd also seen a series of Christian churches attacked throughout France's countryside. I mean, things like this are happening in Europe as well.
Right, as we see the vast migration out of the Middle East across Europe and other continents, I mean, you're going to see this type of thing because we know that those terrorist groups will seed those migration patterns and seed those migration groups with their own people. And the first thing they do when they get into those countries is start to foment dissent. You know, they look at a country's attempts to have them assimilate or help them assimilate almost as genocidal, which is ridiculous, of course. And, you know, we in the United States know very well our history of being able to assimilate. My grandparents emigrated from Europe, and, you know, they moved to New York City, and they became very assimilated into the culture here. So it can happen. It's just such a resistance. And you're right, across France, Catholic churches being attacked, very underreported. You rarely see stories about it in the news, but it's happening more and more, and these countries need to get a grip on it.
It's a huge problem. It's not clear that Europe is capable of that type of assimilation. We shall see. Last thing here, the caliphate, the physical caliphate in Iraq and Syria has been mostly destroyed. But the Islamic State, ISIS, it seems they're on the rise somewhere else, in the Congo.
Right. So last year, they had several incidents where publications that were put out by ISIS, basically manuals from a couple of years ago that, they're basically terrorist manuals, were found on the bodies of fighters in the Congo. So, you know, the Congolese, the representatives there, the agencies, they are starting to look at the reach of ISIS, groups like ISIS, in areas where there's already certain civil wars or certain dissent going on. It's a hotbed for them to take advantage of that dissent that's already happening to spread their ideology.
Boy, you're right. You can crush them territorial, but ultimately you've got to get at the ideology. Bobby Chacon, thank you for your time and your expertise. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Pete.
So there you go. I mean, what's your big takeaway? I mean, I don't mean to sound like a stuck record, but again, so first, from the middle and the end, I mean, it's just, it's, gosh, man, who can do all of this? You know? So you hear the counterterrorism, FBI former counterterrorism expert, Bobby Chacon, weighing in. Significant assistance from outside Sri Lanka. Very coordinated, very planned. He's the expert, not I'm certainly not the expert that he is. But he said, significant assistance from outside Sri Lanka. Very coordinated, very planned event. They probably could have carried it out, but it's unlikely that they, you know, did it locally on their own. International groups that are able to send financial and bomb-making support. Who is an expert on the financial aspect of things? You know, who was implicated in the Panama Papers? We go back to the creation of BCCI. Again, these big moments in history that just seem to get memory hold, sink to the bottom of the ocean, bottom of the sea, in terms of people's mind. BCCI goes from, what was it, in 10 years, I want to say, whatever it is, I might have them. It might be dyslexic in my mind, but I want to say it was within 10 years that BCCI was the seventh largest bank in the world. The CIA's, you know, money laundering bank. But I'm glad that doesn't happen anymore. So who is an expert on that? And that was one of the things that Michael Rupert gave us. If he, you know, gave us anything, he told us that, you know, the Skull and Bones Network that founded, that was involved in the founding of the CIA, the resurrection of the OSS, you know, out of the ashes, you know, the CIA Phoenix, basically, included all of these financial and lawyer types, Skull and Bones connections, Sullivan and Cromwell kind of stuff. Because, you know, it takes money to run these operations, and you can't have that traced back to anyone anywhere. So you create these networks, and then you create offshore networks where you can launder things in the Caymans or wherever. And then you can have jurisdictions like London say, well, we can't do anything because, sure, their money is, it's actually there, and we don't have jurisdiction there, even though we technically we do. Because they're a British colony, but not really. You know, in this case, we, you know, plausible deniability. So who has the financial expertise to engineer that? Remember, Osama bin Laden was recruited by the CIA. That was a fact. Robin Wright reported in the LA Times. She didn't put it quite that way, but, you know, bin Laden was at King Abdul Aziz School of Economics and Management, the London School of Economics, the Wharton School of Business, King Abdul Aziz School for Economics and Management. You know? Who has the expertise? to do this kind of stuff. I mentioned Halford Mackinder last week and the geographic pivot of history. It's one of the things I was going to say earlier. It's so fascinating to me to, you know, you start talking to people, you mention things they've never heard of. People say, oh, this is what's going on. Yeah, it goes back to, you know, Brzezinski was doing this. One of the big hallmark moments was, again, you know, a watershed moment was the creation of the Afghan Mujahideen, which gave birth. I mean, all of this, you know, we're hearing about NJT, National Tawhid-e-Jamaat. And I dare say it probably, I mean, if you interview Philip B. Haney, he'll say it traces back to the same network that he identified here in the States. Mosques of, you know, informants and imams brought in by the FBI, a network of them to find useful idiots, Manchurian patsies, you know, Trevor Aronson's TED Talk 2015, how this FBI strategy is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists, and his book, The Terror Factory. Who has the ability to do this, to create a terror factory? Why are we not asking the obvious questions? You know what I'm saying? So you go back through that watershed moment, the creation of the Afghan Mujahideen. Brzezinski admits, actually, you know, what really happened, see, what had actually happened was, you know, we created the Mujahideen. The press told you, public, that Soviets invaded, and then we went over and we created the Afghan Mujahideen. Actually, that was the opposite. It was vice versa. We created the Mujahideen. The Russians decided to invade when they got wind of it, and so he called Jimmy Carter to congratulate him when he heard the news. He said, you know, I called and said, hey, congratulations. We've given the Russians the Soviets their Vietnam War. And he said in the interview, we didn't force the Soviets into Afghanistan, but we created a situation that made it virtually impossible for them not to intervene. High hop, lie hop, my hop, whatever it takes, help it happen on purpose, let it happen on purpose, make it happen on purpose, whatever it takes, we'll do it. You know, the strategy of Balkanization, the Eurasian Balkans, what is Balkanization and who benefits? And where does this all come from? Again, Halford Mackinder, you go back to that geographical pivot of history, nonsense, who is that guy? You know? Rhodes Milner insider, you know, from his Wikipedia page, director and one of the founding forces behind the London School of Economics, professor of geography at the London School of Economics, super, super highly connected old school bad guys. In 1895, Wikipedia says he was one of the founders of the London School of Economics. At Oxford, Mackinder was the driving force behind the creation of a school of geography in 1899. Formulated the Heartland Theory. What's the Heartland Theory? You know, what is the geographical pivot of history? What did Brzezinski take away from that created the Eurasian Balkans strategy? And Balkanization as a formalized sort of doctrine. And all of this is happening and no one's asking questions, even though it's textbook. It's all textbook. You know, the conversation that William and I had last week is eerily prophetic. British intrigue. You know, you hear this counterterrorism expert, retired FBI special agent Bobby Chacon, saying, hard to imagine this wasn't coordinated without international assistance, international groups that are able to send financial and bomb-making support. So I touched a little bit on the financial, because it takes money to pull an operation like this off. People don't realize a lot of money. And who has the bomb making expert? Who are the world leaders in EOD? You know? Who has the expertise in all of these areas? Who has means, motive, and opportunity? Why are we not asking these questions? In, like, you know, everyone everywhere, doesn't it? Are we just, you know, subjected to a cartoon life? Can't ask real questions? I hope not. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So we played the clip, you know, FBI counterterrorism expert, Bobby Chacon. He's the expert. But why are we not asking questions? So I talked about the financial, the bomb making. We'll go to the phones in a second here, and we'll come back to this. But we talked about that. And then you hear at the end of the clip, it's all there. How much of this stuff leaks out before everybody starts going, Okay, you know what? Speaking of pattern recognition and long-term memory, this fits the pattern, just like Bobby's saying, just like the headlines that I read, New York Times and others. You know, again, New York Times, tragic familiarity of the Sri Lanka bombings. It's a pattern. You know, probably with international groups, you know, significant assistance from outside Sri Lanka, able to send financial and bomb-making expertise. Who can do that? Who has done that historically? And then you hear Bobby Chacon saying at the end, you know, in these certain incidents that happen, you know, in certain places, publications have been found, you know, manuals on fighters and the bodies of fighters, and that's something that authorities are exploring. And so, you know, we're looking at that. It's, you know, it's a hotbed to take advantage of and spread that dissent that's already happening. Well, who foments dissent? That sounds like Halford Mackinder. It's textbook. Unconventional warfare, irregular warfare, color revolution. Who does that? Who benefits historically from this color revolutionary ideology? Where does it come from? On Wikipedia, I have read many times, it's still there, Salafi movement, views on extremism. Salafism is sponsored globally by Saudi Arabia, and this ideology, which is the word that Bobby Chacon used. Did you notice that in the beginning there? Ideology is the word he used, not religion. This ideology is used to justify the violent acts of jihadi groups that include Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram, and Al-Shabaab. And by the way, NJT. Ask Philip Behaney, he'll tell you. In addition, Zudi Jasser has actually said it before Congress and other places. No one cares, no one knows, no one's listening. Whatever. In addition, Saudi Arabia prints textbooks. Wait, Bobby, did you say that manuals were found on... Yeah, in addition, Saudi Arabia prints textbooks for schools and universities to teach Salafism, which, by the way, is, you know, and so Wikipedia says, as well as recruit international students from Egypt, Bangladesh, Indonesia, Africa, and the Balkans to help spread Salafism in their local communities. And... So that's where the proliferation of Salafism is Wahhabism on tour, basically, is the way that it's known typically. So you have that, you know, again, Trevor Aronson, how do you do this? Plus, you know, this little clip real fast, if we can play that. Remember the, I've talked about the PBS series. It's the Frontline Saudi Arabia series. Six videos right now. This is number five of six. This is from the beginning of an eight-minute video. Even PBS knows. Go ahead, please.
The U.S.-Saudi alliance is an awkward one. For over 70 years, the U.S. has depended on Saudi Arabia for oil. But this is also the birthplace of the ultra-conservative Wahhabi branch of Islam, from which ISIS springs.
From which ISIS springs. The Wahhabi branch of Islam, from which ISIS springs. Even PBS knows. They did videos months after, you know, I've mentioned it many times, Saudi Time Bomb. PBS, Saudi Time Bomb. That was, what was that, November of 2001? Talked about Wahhabism, Salafism, who's who, how it, why are we not asking the right questions? This is insane. This should not happen. This is on Wikipedia. It's on PBS, for Pete's sake. Who has means, motive, and opportunity? Who benefits? So you talk to people about this, you say it goes back a long way. People say, oh, you know, the... Again, to borrow from old school bad guy Rummy, the absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. And the context here is, just because the average American has not studied these things, doesn't know about watershed examples like Brzezinski on the... We should play that clip, him on the Khyber Pass. telling the Mujahideen, your cause will be successful and you will get your homes and your mosques back because God is on your side. You know? God's terrorists, the Wahhabi cult and hidden roots of modern jihad, by Charles Allen. Just because you don't know America doesn't mean it's not an elaborate textbook plot that's being played out. We'll go to the phones when we come back. Stick around. Be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
U.S. National Security Advisor Brzezinski flew to Pakistan to set about rallying resistance. He wanted to arm the Mujahideen without revealing America's role. On the Afghan border near the Khyber Pass, he urged the soldiers of God to redouble their efforts.
We know of their deep belief in God, and we are confident that their struggle will succeed. That land over there is yours. You'll go back to it one day because your fight will prevail and you'll have your homes and your mosques back again because your cause is right and God is on your side.
Unbelievable. And what's more unbelievable and astonishing is that it persists and worsens to this day. People don't ask questions. And there's so much more, you know. I know I'm preaching to the choir on a lot of it. I just am astonished that A, people aren't asking questions, and B, when you start saying things like Halford McKinder, people don't pause and say, tell me more. No, they'd rather tell you something about what they don't know. It's just astonishing. All of it is dumbfounding to me. To the phones we go. Jenna in Washington, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Chris?
Hey, Jenna.
Chris, thanks for taking my call. We've been monitoring quite a bit, and the money laundering and these huge banks, I was looking through a document on Deborah Tavares' website, and it mm-hmm. was about China's green credit system, which is related with our carbon tax system. So I do a blast to our biochar gardeners, and Geraldine Perry I sent that to, and she responded saying, oh, great, I'm doing an article on the money laundering of HSBC Bank. And Netflix put out a movie last year about it. Dirty Money.
The money laundering of HSBC is sort of a misnomer. That implies that it does anything else. HSBC is basically the, you know, you might call it legitimized front for the East India Company of the 1600s. So, you know, when they get caught running drugs or they get caught laundering money and they get a little slap on the wrist, it's laughable. I digress. Sorry.
No, I'm glad you just added that in. They're behind the green credit and promoting bankers to look at new policies and how it works. And it's 600 pages. It's huge. But mm-hmm. I was skimming through it, and it's referring to pollution and emissions as a commodity and an instrument of trade. And how that, in a big picture, is going to relate back to what's being laid out on United States with our carbon tax. It's a system that I wanted to understand, and understanding banking is beyond me. But at this point, it's still all connected.
Well,
and go ahead.
I would say two things that are, and I don't mean to preempt your remarks, but I think what is helpful, in my humble estimation, are two things. You know, you probably understand economics a lot better than you're led to believe. And John Kenneth Galbraith's remark in Money, Whence It Came, Where It Went, is to me salient when he says the process by which money is created is so simple that the mind is repelled. It really is. But the more important issue here is with regard to what you're talking about, that's supposed to be the new international economic order that's being brought in over time and by degrees. That's that technocratic new economic order. It's the resource-based economy that they're trying to implement now. And that's really what's the heart of what you're talking about here.
Right.
And that's, and I think it's an important distinction, because it's a totally different concept that doesn't even deal with the sort of units that we are accustomed to historically. Anyway.
It's theoretical. And they're starting to roll out these patterns of thinking in the midst of all the chaos that's being created. And I know what it's like to move around and be shuffled around. And there's no way on earth that immigrants would come in and start bombing churches. You know,
right.
it just doesn't make any sense. So it's
no.
Like, look over here while we're starting to formulate these plans that have been going on for, you know, at least a decade with this new carbon system. But I think that the cybernetics is also a very integral part of what we're presented with. We were watching Truth Stream Media. A week ago, they put out a video on Alan Turing and mm-hmm. the relevance of the frequencies and how it's affecting the cell of the planet, the ionosphere and the magnosphere, which, you know, I never even started to question because I never even knew what they were. But here we are, all of these things still interconnected. So we're listening to TruStream, we're listening to Jim Lee, and it's odd that he is proposing a solution that incorporates sensors worldwide and the 5G to monitor what the government and who, you know, whoever is playing out all of the chemtrails and the control of our weather.
And again, just a little, I think, a sort of important side note, a couple of things. Aaron and Melissa Dykes have done great work on shedding a lot of light on this stuff. You talk about, you know, Alan Turing and the cybernetics and, you know, the damage, the harm to the ionosphere and stuff. And then from there, my mind goes immediately back to the work that Nikola Tesla was doing, and that he was working on storing energy and information in the literal clouds, the ionosphere. And, you know, again, Aaron and Melissa Dykes did a video not too long ago looking into some of that. You know, did the government confiscate Tesla's work? And from my research from years ago, as I recall, there was, you know, there were a series of FBI raids, and, you know, basically the important work of Tesla's was shuffled away, that whatever wasn't stolen by Westinghouse and friends already was shuffled away, and most of his patents have made their way into the hands of Raytheon at this point. And so the question is, if he was doing that back then, and that technology has been in the military-industrial complex, you know, for all that time, what makes us think that that, you know, hasn't been used and built upon? And the other thing is, to your point about, you know, just basically remaining vigilant and maintaining a healthy suspicion, which I think is fantastic. That's why I always feel it important to say, you know, don't beware of the Pied Piper. We shouldn't, no one should be a Pied Piper. No one should be a, there should be no demagogues and that kind of stuff. We should all just be informing one another's discretion, in my humble opinion, because speaking of cybernetics specifically, you can create Judas goats and people don't even know that they're leading someone to the slaughter. We should all be vigilant, in my opinion, on that kind of thing. Just a little, my own personal.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And as far as, and then, well, there is another person that we listen to quite a bit, Alana Freeland, because she's local here, and we've been listening to a lot of her interviews and what information she has. And I think it's very interesting that because of the lack of information, we keep sending her things, but, you know, the understanding of the compromise for our public interest comes up in how she's presenting her information, in that the communitarian element and understanding how it debilitates our worldview is what I wanted to mention also, because she has a lot of people listening to her and trying to stay up.
I'm not sure I'm familiar. What's her name again?
Alana Freeland. She wrote several books. Yeah. Chemtrails, Harp, and the Full Spectrum Dominance of Planet Earth.
I was thinking of someone else. Anyway, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she did mention Martin Paul in her last interview, which we've been, you know, we're really on to get the scientists talking, and I'm glad that she did. However, she was leaving out some variability of the effect that all of us are carrying with us, because, you know, I'm noticing, well, just in the weekend with the weather patterns and the people around that I come in contact with, how, I guess, chaotic. There's a chaotic feel that I am noticing, and I think it needs to be further explored, because I'm questioning what is going on. I was listening to therapists talk about how the Earth shield, the ionosphere around, is kind of a macrocosm of our own cells. And as it keeps being perforated, like Israel trying to get to the moon, you know, all of these perforations, you know, on our own physical bodies, I feel that we can't see it or we don't know it, but we can understand that we are, it's all related, and it is affecting our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Those are things that I just wanted to share.
Yeah, and again, you know, the elements that are brought to bear that conspire against the individual, it's just astonishing, you know, when you step back. I mean, Bobby Kennedy tweeted recently, Bobby Kennedy Jr., obviously, about a victory. I wonder if I can find that real fast. Probably not. Shouldn't even try. But I was just going to try to, yeah. He tweeted about Roundup not being sprayed in public places. Where is that? Is that not too far down? It was recent. Oh, yeah. So that was Friday. Yes, two New York City Council members introduced legislation today that would ban city agencies from spraying glyphosate-based herbicides and other toxic pesticides in parks and other public spaces. And so, you know, getting back to the communitarian element that you're talking about, you know, how is that possible that we can spray a known toxin, a known carcinogen that is, you know, at last count, it's thousands of lawsuits, and yet this is still happening, and someone isn't in prison somewhere for making it, for selling it, for spraying it, you know? It's just mind-boggling. Anyway.
Right, because they can afford those small little lawsuits here and there in the big scheme of people conveniently ridding all of those spring weeds now before they do their planting, and thinking that's the method they've always used, tried and true, and that's the way they're doing it. And I still see people using it, and I know of farmers that are using it, and they wouldn't even question. This is their ritual, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah, I want to think positive, and I want to believe that folks are becoming aware. I have heard of in my own, you know, personal conversations, I've heard more folks related to farming. And that's not many folks. I'm not saying that's a large contingent by any means, but I've heard more and more folks summarily, you know, expressing alarm and outrage, and at least a dislike for these kinds of products. So hopefully that's indicative of something positive.
It is getting out. Like, even with the property we're staying with, the owner would be like, why are all of my cedar trees dying?
Yeah.
And Brian's like, well, the glyphosate's in the groundwater. And
yeah,
everyone's using it. And, you know,
another clue that makes me suspicious is, you know, I don't know if people have been seeing, I see all over the place trees snapping off. Speaking of glyphosate and groundwater, you'll see those, especially in farming areas, you know, you'll see trees snapped off or places where Roundup might have been sprayed. And, you know, that makes me think of the fact that it's used as a crop desiccant. And so if it starts leaching into the groundwater and finds its way into the trees in high concentration, could that be a reason that they're snapping off midway, you know, a tree that's 50 or 100 feet tall just suddenly snaps off? Wonder why that is.
Absolutely.
Is that not weird?
Right. And, well, the metals also, it acts so that the chelation. So, yeah, it does explain why it would be doing that, because I can just look out my window right now and see a bunch of tops all dead, ready to snap off.
Yeah.
The snow brought down a whole bunch, and it's a mess.
Yeah.
But two and two will come together as people start questioning why they're falling apart.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to hold it together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right on.
Well, thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I want to leave room for the next person.
Thanks, Jenna. Appreciate it as always. And yeah, hopefully we can ask the right questions. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. Final segment of the second hour. And in the interest of time, back to the phones. William in Montana, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, William.
You know, why are we not asking more questions or asking the right questions? Well, you know, first off, how much time did I spend on finding out about the mosque attacks? In New Zealand, 0 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, does that mean that I stuck my head in the sand? Not possible anymore.
Yeah.
Even without looking or listening, my eyes and ears got filled with all the gory details.
Yeah.
You know, even when I went looking for some obscure detail on Russian grammar, you know, and using a Google alternative and using some pretty sophisticated Boolean search terms, you know, so I don't get all the garbage, this stuff still pushed its way to the top of my search. And tell me that that doesn't require an enormous amount of money and international coordination to do that on somebody's search who's fairly sophisticated and to try to avoid that stuff getting into my eyes. You know, does that mean that I'm a Muslim hater? No, because how much time did I spend this weekend, you know, Sunday afternoon, how much time did I spend on the, you know, attack in Sri Lanka by vicious Muslims on Christians on Easter
on
Sunday.
The most holy Christian day of the year. Yeah, blah blah blah. Anyway,
how many minutes did I spend, Chris?
Yeah,
zero.
And
I'm a Christian. Why didn't I do that?
Right. Exactly. Yeah, because, well, like you said, you know, conflating things, sticking our head in the sand. It's the bifurcation fallacy. Either you have to. Wow, we'll talk more about that in the third hour coming up. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
If your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it to